The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing in involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right on 41 Cross Street. If you don't know where that is, let me try to give you a little hint. If you haven't been to Alto Forno yet, the brand new Italian, Northern Italian restaurant owned by the Mamola family up on 41 Cross Street, you got to go visit that. And when you're there, just look up and I'm on the second floor. It's really that simple. The Mamolas have really put together a great trilogy of restaurants right here on the North Shore. They got Daniela's in Danvers. They've got Palana, the steakhouse, which just doubled in size this past week. It's really opening up. It's a huge bar, magnificent bar at Palana, the steakhouse in Peabody. And then you want to see another beautiful bar, go visit Alto Forno, the urban, what do they call it? An urban cafe and lounge or something like that. It's really cool. It's got a great vibe in it. Food is amazing. The chef, Tony Betancourt, is a fabulous chef. Alicia, the bartender, does an amazing job mixing some really, really cool drinks. And if you happen to be there when I'm in the office and you see the lights on upstairs, come on upstairs and say hello. But like I said, my name is Mark Friedman. We are here each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here in the North Shore 104.9 studios, providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. I want to thank my business partner, Marion Gilman, who filled in for me last week. I was away celebrating my 25th wedding anniversary. We were in Turks and Caicos. I will tell you, the island is running and operational, and buildings are still standing, and they serve fabulous food, and the beaches are amazing. So if you're thinking about going to Turks and Caicos, yes, there are some places that aren't quite open yet due to the storms, but there are plenty of others that are. So go visit that. I want to thank, like I said, thank again to Marion Gilman, who always provides a host of new and refreshing information, certainly built with a language that you can understand. She wants to continue to provide that financial advice. And it's hard to believe that Marion's been with me 17 years. We've been working together, and she became a business partner of mine about 5 or 6 years ago. And everything's great. So if we can help you out, if we can give you that financial advice that you need on an individual basis, not here on the radio, you want to meet with us personally, please do so. Give our office a call. 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. I got lots of stuff to talk about today. You know, here we are, early part of November, just about 6 weeks or so away until Christmas, believe it or not. Finally, we're starting to get a little bit of chilly weather, but it teases us with some 60s and 70s weather, too. The leaves stayed on the trees a little bit longer than normal. It's hard to believe that Christmas is just around the corner. Actually, Thanksgiving, just a couple weeks away. My favorite holiday of the year. And I think most people will agree that Thanksgiving has got to be one of those holidays that everybody says, great holiday, because there's no, you know, there's no commercialism around it. Have you seen any of the stores getting ready for Thanksgiving this year? Really? I mean, have you seen anybody putting up giant turkeys? Or no, you see plenty of frozen turkeys, but there's not that many Thanksgiving ornaments that you see, blow-ups that are on the front lawns of people's homes. People don't dress up as turkeys. They might be turkeys, but they don't dress up as them. You don't see people walking around in pilgrim hats around the North Shore Mall as you're walking on the local North Beverly train station. You don't see people wearing the big buckles, you know, the pilgrim buckles and the big hats and all that stuff. Doesn't happen. Doesn't happen. And how many people do you see walking around wearing Indian headdresses or saying, hey, you want a trade? No, that doesn't happen. No, you don't see any of that stuff. And it's a huge holiday. It's America's favorite holiday. And it's a time when we say thanks for all that we really have. And truthfully, you know, with all the craziness and all the chaos that is going on in this world, in our country, we certainly have much to be thankful for. So, and so I want to say thank you to all of you. Thank you for putting up with me for almost 4.5 years on the radio. And no, it doesn't mean that I'm making my sign off call today. I'm certainly not. I'm here for a long time. I'm not going anywhere. Love providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. So we've got a lot of things to talk about. Like I said, I got a story that appeared in the Wall Street Journal this week. I'm just going to kind of tease you about what's going to come up this during this segment. Story that appeared in the Wall Street Journal a couple weeks ago is one that I have been dying for somebody to write for the longest time. It's a story about Morningstar. And how many of you actually rely on Morningstar as your resource for helping you make decisions as it comes to when it comes to picking investments? Oftentimes people rely on the star system. Oh, I just bought a 4-star fund or a 5-star fund. Well, finally, somebody besides a financial advisor has come out and said some things about Morningstar that we've been saying for a very long time, that if you're using the star system as your basis for picking mutual funds, you may be making a huge mistake. We'll come back and talk about that in a little while. We've also got a stock market that is continuing to rally, continuing to move forward. I mean, we're up, S&P is up 16.9% year to date through October 31st, through Halloween. We're up 16.9%. That's crazy. That is absolutely insane that we're up 16.9% in just 9 months. On a one-year basis, we're up even larger. It is crazy how much we're up. We're going to talk a lot about some stock market stuff, things that are going on in the economy. Another thing that I want to talk to you about, something that may or may not be of interest to you, but if you make investments, if you have personally held investments in an individual investment account, in a trust account, whatever it is, and you own mutual funds, you want to listen to this segment because you may be paying an enormous amount of taxes on some of your mutual funds and not even know about it. You could get a surprise tax bill towards the end of the year. We're going to talk about that. And speaking of taxes, the GOP just rolled out a new tax package, a new tax reform package. A lot of speculation about what's in it, what it's all about, who benefits from it, who doesn't benefit. And I will tell you this, a lot of what you hear isn't the whole story. And frankly, I can't even give you the whole story. And we'll tell you why you don't even know the whole story as another part of our show today. So you know what? Since we're already on the tax thing, let's start there. You know, taxes aren't one of those exciting things to talk about, but when it comes to you having to give more money to our government, I bet that's not something that you get too excited about, especially when you think about what's going on in Washington these days. Whether you are for or against our president, whether you are for or against his policies, whether you are for or against the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, whatever it is, generally, though, the general consensus opinion about how our government runs right now is at a pretty poor and low level. So if it's such a poor and low level, why would you want to keep giving more money to them? You know, it drives me nuts, drives me absolutely insane that Congress can vote for their own raises. They can run their own health insurance programs. They get their own government pension benefits, and we don't get to participate. We as private citizens don't get to participate in any of that. We have to live by different rules, and they get to dictate what those rules should be for us, but we as American citizens don't get to pick what the rules are for our government. That's kind of silly. Now, some people would argue, well, you know, you want to make that voice heard? Go to the polls and make that voice heard. Well, that sounds great on a soapbox, but realistically, is that going to happen? What do you think it's going to take for term limits to appear in Congress? What do you think it's just not going to happen, right? Do you think you stepping up to the polls and hitting, and there was elections this week. Not that many people had elections. I mean, Beverly had some. Peabody had some. Austin, you know, there's a few of them. There was a governor, a couple governor's races around the country. It was not a big election season. But if you really think that your vote is going to truly change something, you may change whose butt is sitting in the seat in the Congress or at the Capitol building. But the attitude, it needs to be a wholesale change, folks. And you know what? We can't make that happen. It needs to be something that we need to make things messy before they get better. And frankly, here's my opinion, and it is my opinion alone. Look, I'm not a big fan of President Trump's voice and what he says and how he says it. But I do think there is something very good, believe it or not, that is coming from Washington. and you're not going to believe what I'm going to say here, but I think this is very good, is you're actually seeing leadership in action. And some people might just be hitting the radio right now, driving off the cliff, saying, what are you talking about? That's leadership in action. Well, here is what leadership is. I equate it to cleaning the garage. Cleaning the garage, Mark? What do you mean by that? Well, all right. So you've got all this crap, if you will, in your garage or in your attic or in your basement. And months, years and years go by, and you think to yourself, we know we got to clean this place out. It's got to get done. The mice are starting to get into it. The cobwebs are appearing. It's just getting old and trashy. But meanwhile, we continue to go on leaving it alone because we're too lazy to fix it, right? We just live with what it is until we say, okay, we're going to do something about it. And so periodically we say, all right, I'm going to start. And you might pull out the broom and you sweep out the garage. You did a little bit of change. Nothing major, because you know that's just going to rush right back in, don't you? The leaves are going to come back in. The cobwebs are going to come back up. But if you really want to make a huge change, if you really want to make a huge change to your garage, if you want to make a huge change to what's going on in the government, you got to drain the swamp. Empty the garage, right? You got to pull everything out of the garage. And I mean everything, not just some of the stuff. Everything has to go. And you know what happens when you start saying, okay, everything has to go? Your cousin comes over, your mother-in-law comes over, you think, you can't get rid of that. We got to keep that. That's got to save. And then you say, oh, but this has some sentimental value. Or this is the way it's always been, and we got to keep this, and we got to keep our china, and we got to keep whatever it might be. And so you don't completely clean it. So you never get around to fully getting all the stuff out of the garage. But if you could, let's say if you could clean it all out, put it all out on the driveway, throw away half of it, clean out what's in there, just really scrub it down, disinfect it, throw bleach all over it, and then put the stuff back in a new order, in a new refreshing order, how are you going to feel when it's all done? You're going to feel great. Now, are you going to miss a few things? Sure, because someday you're going to say, you know, geez, where was that super soaker water gun that we used to have? We threw it away. It had a crack in it. So we threw it away. Yeah, but I really missed that. Or whatever it might have been. That's what's going on. That's what we need to do to see leadership in action. And frankly, as much as we don't like all of the change and all of the upheaval that's happening right now, this is leadership in action, folks. This is what's happening. It's getting chaotic. It's getting messy. It's getting dirty. It's getting nasty. People are feeling uncomfortable. But when all of that is all spilled out on the table and we brush it all away, and some of the stuff that were really, really bothering us start to dissipate a little bit, and all of a sudden we start to see some bright, shiny glimmers of hope at the end, and we start to piece this whole thing back, you may see something that is far better. That's really what I see. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy getting there, but in order to make change, things need to get uncomfortable. Things need to be done differently. That's what we're seeing in the highest leadership positions in America right now. And what's really challenging is it seems like there's only a couple people that want the chaos to happen. The rest are like, let's just continue to just leave it alone. It was fine. We'll do it one thing at a time. And that may be the right approach. It may be. But this is a different approach. And it's one that gets super messy. It's like, take it all down. Let's build it back up. I mean, if I were to sell my house right now, I have a choice. I could go through my house, gather all of the stuff, put it out on the driveway, and try to sell whatever I have. I could do that. It's a pain in the neck. You put it out there. You got to deal and negotiate with people for pennies on the dollar and whatever it might be. My attitude would be, if I were to ever sell my house, I want someone to come in there. I want to put a little orange dot on everything that needs to go, not for the garage sale, but goes right to the dumpster. I want to put it right into the dumpster, and I want to put a cover on the dumpster every day, because I don't want nosy neighbors or people from the various communities to go digging through my trash and creating all sorts of other havoc and going through my stuff. I just want to clean it all out and start all over again. Don't you ever feel like that? Don't you ever feel like that in your own home? What if we could just start all over? What if I could get rid of everything and just start fresh? Maybe I might not buy that big of a house that I once had. Maybe I'd change the job that I have right now and do something that I love rather than something that I feel like I have to do. That's what change is all about. And all of those questions, all of those issues, all of those feelings are things that happen with a financial plan as well. If you're going to get your financial house in order, you got to get messy. You got to get dirty. You got to get uncomfortable first so that you know where everything else is, what everything is worth, and you find the elephant in the room and address it and deal with it. And that's what we do at Friedman Financial, my firm. That's what we try to do each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on North Shore 104.9 with our show Dollars and Cents, where we provide you financial advice in a language you can understand. And when we get back, we got lots of things to talk about. We got taxes to talk about. We got capital gain distributions to talk about. We got the stock market to talk about. And I also want to share with you what Morningstar has now been identified as by the Wall Street Journal as something that you may not want to continue to hang your hat on the star rating. Lots of things to think about, lots of things to talk about today. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Temple Emmanuel of Andover invites you to a fundraising concert for Puerto Rico. More than 40 days after Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, there are still areas with no power or potable water. Israeli soloist Gitti Chaval, Puerto Rican saxophonist Edmar Colon, and a collection of exquisite musicians from all over the world will bring the community together to make an impact. On Sunday, November 19th at 7:30 p.m., join Temple Emmanuel in making a difference. For tickets and more information, visit www.templeemmanuel.net.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, or on the web at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. If I had a million dollars. Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Boy, we were on a little bit of a soapbox in the first quarter of this show, and that's okay. I may continue to stay on it, because it looks like I've had a lot more coffee than I thought I did this Sunday morning. Hope you're having a great day. It is November. How about those Celtics, huh? How about those Celtics? Boy, they're looking great, even without Gordon Hayward. I mean, the new kids on the block, Jaylen Brown is looking like a superstar. What's his name? Tatum. I forget his first name. Jason Tatum. He is playing phenomenally, and all these other guys, the list just goes on and on. Everybody contributes on this team. What I love about what Kyrie Irving's doing is, this is a finance show, but we're talking about the Celtics for a minute. What Kyrie Irving has been able to do is he's been able to take on the role as the leader of this team. When they need him to step up with points, he steps up with points. But the thing that I'm also seeing about Kyrie is he's willing to distribute the ball and have confidence in a lot of people on this court and give them all a shot, and they are stepping up. Jason Tatum has been cool under pressure. The kid's, 19 years old? I mean, he's not even old enough to drink. I mean, the two of the three leading scorers on the Celtics right now are under 21 years old. They can't even go out for a beer, though I suspect they can work that out. You know, it's amazing what you can do when you're a celebrity. But nevertheless, my name is Mark Friedman. The show you're listening to today is Dollars and Cents, where we provide financial advice in a language you can understand. We do it each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. I'm here in the Treetop Studios. Actually, I'm in the same studio where Dana Hersey generally sits. Yes, that Dana Hersey, the guy from the Movie Loft, the guy that you hear each and every weekday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. with Muggs McGonagall. The two of them have their morning show. They do a great job bantering back and forth with that. And I'm here on Sundays. They give me 1 hour. 1 hour, that's it, 8 to 9 a.m. And I am delighted to be here. This is, I think, my fourth or fifth year. I don't even know. But I'm not going anywhere because this has been great. I meet so many listeners on this show. I mean, people call us after the show. They drop us emails after the show. They swing by my office. I see them at the supermarket, at Dunkin' Donuts, at Starbucks. They hear my voice and they go, hey, aren't you the guy on the radio? Aren't you two E's and a D, Friedman Financial? Yeah, that's me. So if you would like to sit down and talk with me, and Marion, too. Marion's my business partner, who, thanks to her, she filled in for me last week while I was away. You meet with the two of us, and we sit down and we talk about your financial needs and try to get your financial house in order. Yes, we manage money for you. We take care of all of the financial planning stuff as well. Our phone number, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. If you'd like to find us on, you know, that thing called the World Wide Web, you can go to No, I'm not going to go through the whole address. It's FriedmanFinancial.com. Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Do you remember back, I think it was called 48 Hours, or I forget. It was one of those shows. It might have been 48 Hours or something like this. Not the movie, not the Eddie Murphy movie, where they first started to introduce the World Wide Web, and they said, you know, you can find us on the World Wide Web at http://... They were actually saying this. ...... www.48hours.com. Really, I mean, that's what people used to do. I mean, do you even need to put the no one puts the HTTP anymore. Does anybody even put the www on? No, it's FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Hey, we put out a newsletter each and every Friday. More than 7,000 people subscribe to our free newsletter, which we have been doing since March of 2009. Each and every Friday, it lands in your mailbox at 10:30. If you'd like, not your mailbox at the end of the street, your electronic mailbox, your email box. If you'd like to get that newsletter, go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, you know it, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of the page, click on the button that says sign up for Planning Pointers. That's the name of our newsletter, and you will start to receive it each and every Friday morning. Hey, the other thing that I did last night, I know I'm still not talking about financial stuff. Last night, I went to the closing night of 42nd Street at the North Shore Music Theater. What a great show. I mean, if you like tap dancing, you missed a fabulous show because I think it closed last night. But the dancing feet on 42nd Street were really, really amazing. That place, the whole music theater experience, continues to get better and better. Thanks to Bill Haney, thanks to Karen Nesembeni, and all of the others that make so much of what happens at the North Shore Music Theater such a charm, such a gem for us to have. In fact, I think it's either this week or next week. I think Bill Haney and David Coffey are going to be on Aurelia Nelson's show, Curtain Up. To talk about the the Christmas Carol that I think they're in their like 20th year, 25th year. So be sure to stick around for that. Aurelia's after me, so she hasn't come in yet, but I haven't seen, so I'm not sure if David and Bill will be with her today, but I'm sure they're coming in the next couple weeks. Anyways, let's talk money. Want to talk money? All right. We'll talk money. So one of the things we were talking about to start from the first segment, which I never really got to, was this new tax package that has been rolled out. So let me tell you this. Let's start with the real reality check here. My father once told me there's two things you never want to see get made: laws and sausages. Okay? So I understand why sausages, because you have no idea what's in those sausages. You really have no idea, because I've been told what goes in those sausages. But laws, it's just equally as bad. So over the past week or two, we've started to hear Speaker Paul Ryan step up to the platform and talk about all the benefits of the tax package. We've heard from the Wall Street Journal, we've heard from the New York Times, we've heard from members of both political parties share their feelings and thoughts on this new tax package. And what you're hearing from all of these people is not the whole story. They're only sharing with you what they really think are the items that they really think are beneficial and or items that they think will really hurt the consumer. So let's kind of talk a little bit about what this tax package really means, how it's being presented. And I can tell you this, what you hear me talk about today regarding the tax plan is not likely to be what the final result will be. And that's the challenge that we face today in media. And I'm not talking about media meaning, you know, our major media stations. It's all of the talking heads that become part of the media and social media culture. They could be our congressional leaders. They could be spokespeople. They could be activists. They could be anybody that gets out in front of a camera that tries to persuade you to believe one thing or another. And oftentimes what they're talking about, the statement that they're making or the direction that they think their statement is meaning is true to them. But they're missing out on some of the other facts. I can't share with you all the facts because you know what? All the facts aren't here. And that's the first thing that anybody should tell you when you hear about this new GOP tax package that has been rolled out. None of you are getting all the facts. Because if you actually read the tax reform proposal, it's hundreds and hundreds of pages. And there's hundreds of different types of changes, negotiations, wiggle room, all different things that are built in there. But if you're listening to television, if you're listening to the radio, if you're listening to a podcast, if you're reading a newspaper, you don't have time to read a novel, which is basically what the tax reform proposal is. You want sound bites. Just get to the point. Show me the highlights. All right, so I'm going to show you some of the highlights, and some of the highlights might not even be the best highlights that come out of this tax proposal. So here's one of them. Here's one of them. We're going to change, they're looking to change the tax brackets that we have in America. Change the tax brackets. So what would they be? Right now in America, we have under the current tax brackets, you would have a 0, 10, 12. Under the current tax brackets, you have tax brackets of 0, 10, 12, 15, 25, 28, 33, 35, and 39.6%. Those are all the different tax brackets. But now, under the new PAC tax package, instead of having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tax brackets, you will now only have 1, 2, three, four, five. Okay, so we've squeezed down the tax brackets. That's nice. But what does that really mean? What is the tax bracket? What tax do you pay? What tax bracket are you in? We have this conversation with every client that comes walking into our office. I'll ask them the question, what tax bracket you in? What tax bracket are you in? And most people guess wrong. Think about that. Most people guess wrong. Many people will say, oh, I'm in the 20, 25, or 28% tax bracket. Well, first of all, there is no 20% tax bracket. There is only a 25 and 28% tax bracket. And so I said, oh, well, how do you come up with that? And I say, well, because they start thinking about retirement. And they say, all right, well, if I'm going to retire, let's say I need $100,000 a year to retire. Just throwing that out as a number. And I said, how'd you come up with $100,000? They'll say, well, I figure $100,000 less 28 for taxes, that gets me down to 72. Divide that by 12, that gets me $6,000 a month. That's what I need to live on. That is wrong thinking. First of all, if you're making $100,000 a year, I can assure you your tax bracket is less than 20%, and it's probably closer to 12. What? You might say to yourself, what are you talking about? Well, I have lots of things to tell you about why that's true. I'm going to show you how to calculate it, and I'm going to show you why your tax bracket isn't nearly as high as everybody tells you it's going to be. And so when you start thinking about these changes to tax brackets, you're going to realize this is just something that you can put up blinders to because it just isn't going to impact the vast majority of you. I will share that with you and so much more. When we get back, you're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Since 1989, more than a million New Englanders have come to Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater to listen for those two wonderful words that mean Christmas is here.
Bah, humbug.
Join Ebenezer Scrooge, Tiny Tim, and the area's largest cast of actors, singers, and revelers for the 27th annual production of A Christmas Carol. In this lavish musical adaptation of the Charles Dickens classic, you'll see Victorian England come to vibrant life accompanied by a live orchestra and a dazzling array of ghostly special effects. Come Come see the show the Boston Globe has called flawless and spellbinding for all ages. North Shore Music Theater's production of A Christmas Carol plays from December 8th through December 23rd only. For tickets, log on to nsmt.org. Sponsored by Market Street Linfield.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial. Hope you're having a great day. Our new office is fabulous. We've just moved into a new location at 41 Cross Street. If you don't know where 41 Cross Street is, let me visualize it for you because you've driven by it thousands of times. Everybody knows where the North Shore Mall is, right? And what a mess that parking lot at the North Shore Mall is these days. So instead of trying to navigate through the mess at the mall, perhaps you drive up that hill that's on the right of the North Shore Mall coming off Route 114. There used to be that Lincoln Mercury dealership that's up there, which has now been destroyed, now been knocked down. It's basically become a parking lot for one of the car dealerships. You drive up the hill, you then come to TD Bank. You then come to Long's Jewelers, and then you used to come to two family houses. One of those family houses was Mack Realty Group and Sempre Jewelers. They were in that building. Well, not anymore, because that building got knocked down, and there is a brand new white office building. Well, white office and restaurant building, I should say, because the fabulous, amazing Alto Forno restaurant is on the first floor there. You got to go in and check out their fabulous Northern Italian cuisine with a little bit of Mediterranean and Greek influences. Tony Bennett. It's not Tony Bennett, but you might hear some Tony Bennett music there. But Tony Bettencourt, amazing executive chef. He's really nailed this one. I hope you swing by and try out some of the food that's there. But if you look up, there's only two floors. So you don't have to look up too high. You don't have to worry about, if you've got fear of heights. It's not too far up. Just look up to the second floor. That's all. That's my office. We got the whole second floor. If you see the lights on when you swing by, come by, say hello. Take the elevator upstairs, swing by, say hello, and I'd love to meet you. If you'd like to schedule a free initial consultation in our office during regular business hours, we don't do it on the weekends, we don't do it in evenings, but if you'd like to come by and see us during regular business hours, our phone number, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. You can give us a call, schedule that free initial consultation. We can help you get your financial house in order, get those investments positioned appropriately, get a retirement plan put in place that you feel comfortable about, that you feel, you know what, I can achieve this. I'll feel good about my future because, folks, the real truth is you're likely to live in retirement for as long as you've worked. This is not like great-grandma and great-grandpa who started working at age 18. They planned to retire at 65. And if they lived that long, they didn't live much longer than that. That's what really happened. I mean, life expectancy years ago was 65 years old. How many people do you know that are in their 90s or even in their hundreds? You know people, and the likelihood of it being you is even more and more possible every day. You know, earlier in the show, though, we've been talking about this. I'm kind of switching gears here. The GOP tax proposal that came out, and what I've been telling people is, you know, you're going to read so many stories about why it's good, why it's bad, why it works, why it doesn't work. Call your congressman. Call your senator. Folks, what's out right now is not what the finished product is going to look like. Like I said in the first and the second segment, my father once told me you never want to see laws or sausages getting made. And that's what you're actually watching. And if you decide to be part of, if you decide you want to be a news junkie, a Twitter subscriber, whatever it is, and you're following every little tweet, every little message, everything that comes out from the social media universe about this tax proposal, you will drive yourself insane because you know what? The tax proposal is hundreds of pages long and a tweet is 140 characters. So you just simply can't get all of the facts out. Even the newspapers have to edit stories down to say 500 words or 1,000 words. Radio stations, television shows, you got 20 seconds to say what you have to say, or on the radio, maybe 30 or 60 seconds to say what you have to say. You're not going to get the whole story out there. So you're going to lead with a headline, lead with something powerful, but you're not going to be able to cover it all. So one of the things that we talked about in the second segment was this change to tax brackets and all this discussion going from, say, 9 tax brackets down to 5 tax brackets. We're going to make it simple, right? We're going to do our taxes on a postcard. And you know what? For the most part, believe it or not, 60%, well, I think the number is 45% of Americans don't even pay taxes. So any of that group of the 45% that are complaining about the new tax package really are talking nonsense. Because what are you expecting to get? More no taxes? You don't pay taxes. And the government doesn't say, oh, since you're not paying taxes, let me give you some money back. Thanks for not paying. That's not going to happen. Okay, so what are you complaining for? There's the next group that pays, say, 5%, 10% of their income in taxes. And that may change a little bit, but really, what are we talking? I mean, you're not talking about a lot. Most people seem to think that they're in the 20 or 28% tax bracket. You're not, folks. You are not. First of all, let's talk about how taxes work. Taxes in America are on a what's called a progressive system. A progressive system, which says that if you're married, your first $10,000, first $18,000 of income isn't subject to tax. And it might even be more than that. Because I'm not a tax professional, can't provide tax advice. Just make sure we can say that there. So I'm giving you some tax guidance. But here's the reality. Take a look at you. Pull out your 1040. Go and take a look at it after the show because I'm sure you have no idea what your tax return is from last year. But go ahead and pull it out. And the first page on your tax return is what's called a 1040. It's usually two pages long. If you filed a 1040 EZ, even better. That's almost as good as a postcard anyways. But if you filed a regular 1040 form, I want you to look at the very top line where the number exists and it says wages and salaries. And I want you to see what that number said. And let's say you made $100,000 and your company had a 401k plan. You may be disappointed to know that the top line doesn't say $100,000. Huh? What are you talking about, Mark? I made $100,000, but it doesn't say $100,000 at the top. What, did my company rip me off? Did they rip me off? No, they didn't rip you off. Let's say you put 10% of your pay into the 401k plan. So the benefit of putting 10% of your pay into the 401k plan is your $100,000 is now $90,000 that's subject to tax. You get that? Because you put in pre-tax dollars, so you're not paying tax on 100, you're paying tax on 90. So is your tax bracket based on $100,000 or $90,000? Well, $90,000 to start with. Now, there's a lot of other numbers that go down that column of the 1040. It could be from interest. It could be from dividends. It could be from rental income. It could be from self-employment income, whatever it might be. And there's some deductions that are allowed at the very bottom. I want you to go to the very bottom of your 1040 form. Take a look at what that number is. What is that number? That is what's called your adjusted gross income. So let's say for argument purposes, it's $100,000. Okay? So you figured, okay, well, that's what my tax rate must be based upon. I made $100,000, so I'm paying tax on $100. Wrong. Turn the page. Page 2, 1040. If you've ever done your taxes or if you actually have an accountant or TurboTax, whatever, do it, whoever does it, you're going to get page 2 of your 1040. That $100,000, and we're using that just as a fictitious number, the number that's at the very bottom of your 1040 gets written at the very top of page 2 of your 1040. So you now have the same starting number. It's just basic math. The next two items are the big ones. The first line says standard deduction or itemized deduction. Now, you may recall this. Right now, if you file your taxes, the standard deduction right now is around, it's a little bit under $6,000. Let's just call it $6,000. If you're married, it's $12,000. So, you have a choice. You can deduct, if you're married, $12,000 from your $100,000 adjusted gross income, or you can have page 3 of your tax return, and that's called itemized deductions. Because a lot of people say, well, you know, my interest on my mortgage is tax deductible, my property tax is tax deductible, charitable contributions are tax deductible. Yes, that's true. But if all of your deductions, your mortgage interest, charitable contributions, property taxes are under $12,000, you basically just take the standard deduction. That's how that works. You get a choice. Whichever is the larger number. You want $12,000 or whatever's on your itemized deductions. And very few, I'm talking about Massachusetts here, so there's a lot more here in Massachusetts, but very few people across this country actually have an itemized deduction larger than the standard deduction right now. That's right. Very few people say, well, I get deduction on my mortgage. I get deduction on this. But if you add up all of those deductions, they're less than what the government is already giving you at $12,000. And so what you're hearing about right now is in the tax package, the tax program that's being made available, government is saying, you know what? We don't want to even have to worry about this silly itemized deductions. So instead, we're just going to give you twice as much. We're going to double the standard deduction from $12,000 to $24,000. So now you got to think to yourself, okay, wait a second. Let's take a look again at my itemized deductions. Do they total more than $24,000? Take a look for yourself. Look at page 3 of your tax return. If you itemized deductions, was it more than $24,000? In some cases, the answer is going to be absolutely yes. In my case, yes. The answer is yes. But for many, it won't be, especially if you're retired, because you probably don't have mortgage interest deductions anymore. Maybe you're living in a condo and you don't have property, or in an apartment or some type of a facility where you don't have property tax deductions. There's a lot of things to consider. And so maybe that standard deduction is far greater than what your itemized deduction is going to be. So let's say we're going to use that itemized deduction of $24,000. Let's go back to what it is right now. It's $12,000. Let's take 12. So I told you at the very top of the 1040 on page 2, you're going to have $100,000, right? You take that $100,000 and you take $12,000 as a standard deduction. Well, $12,000 from $100,000 is $88,000. And then you have this other thing that we haven't even talked about that's called a personal exemption. And that's a deduction that you get for every person that lives in your home to whom they are dependent to you. So let's say you're a family of four. That can be another, say, $16,000, $4,000, and I'm rounding here, per person. So $16,000, take that off of $88,000. Because remember, we started at 100. We took off 12 for the standard deduction. That brought us to 88. Take another $16,000, and that brings us down to what? What's the number? I think it's $72,000, right? So now you're going to pay tax on $72,000, not on 100. And what tax rate do you pay at $72,000? Well, you know, in today's world, you'd pay 10% on the first $9,000, 15% on the difference between $38,000 and $9,000, and 25% on the difference between $37,000 and $91,000. So it's not that you'd pay 25% on $72,000, only the part that's between $37,000 and $72,000. So when you really start to look at what your tax liability is going to be, for many people, it's around 17%. Most people are paying 15 to 17% in federal taxes. So with the new proposal that's coming out from the government, they're saying, well, instead of having both the personal exemption at 12, and I mean the standard deduction at 12 and the personal exemption at 4,000 per person, we're just going to give you a flat $24,000. We're going to get rid of the personal exemption and we're going to make the standard deduction $24,000. I'm sure I've confused many people already because I got a lot of numbers that I've been throwing out to you. But we're also not going to allow you to deduct certain things. You're not going to be able to deduct your state income tax. And in Massachusetts, that's a big deal. We pay state income tax. You can't deduct it on your federal return. We're not going to allow you to deduct interest that you earn on mortgages that exceed $500,000. You can deduct up to $500,000 on a mortgage. But let's say you got a mortgage of $750,000. Now, that's a big mortgage, folks. You'd only be able to deduct the interest on 500,000 of it, not on the full 750. But the big one that many people are surprised about right now is, what about a rental property? What if I wanted to buy a home up in the mountains, a home down in Florida, something on the lake? I want to buy an investment property. Many people are saying, well, I'd like to do that. I'll get a mortgage on that. They're taking that away. You're not going to be able to deduct that mortgage interest. The other thing that they're going to take away is home equity loan interest. Home equity loan interest used to be deductible. Now, this is in the proposal. Does that mean they're going to do it? Absolutely not. It means these are negotiating tools. What are they going to keep? What are they going to get rid of? Remember, when you go to the negotiation table and you start and you put out the first level of negotiation, you're putting out everything that you want, knowing full well you're going to have to give some of it back. The one thing that the GOP did not bring in the proposal was the 401k issue. There was a lot of discussion that they were going to limit the amount of money you could put into a 401k. They are not going to do that. Your 401k is going to stay as is, but the one thing that they did give was they gave bigger child tax credits, bigger education credits. So there's a little give and take all over the place. When they say the average person is going to save around $1,100, $1,200 on this new tax plan, you ask yourself, what does the average person look like? And I bet the average person that they describe in this tax package does not look like you. They look like average America in middle of Missouri. And if you've been to Kansas City, if you've been to Indianapolis, you've been to places in the middle of this country, you'll know that the cost of houses are a lot less. They're not carrying $500,000 and $750,000 mortgages, I assure you. In fact, the houses that will sell here for $750,000 probably go for $225,000 out there. So you got to put everything into perspective. All I'm trying to do here each and every Sunday is give you financial advice in a language you can understand. I can't go through the whole tax proposal that's here. Just can't do it. But I want you to give you, I want to just give you a frame of reference to say that when you read a headline in the newspaper, on the radio, on social media, it's only a soundbite. There's a lot of negotiation that still is yet to come. A lot more work to have to do, but it's a great starting point, I think, for us to have this conversation, to make things messy for a while, and hopefully come up with something in the end of the day that will be better for America. And that's what I'm really looking for. We're trying to provide you, like I said, financial advice in a language you can understand. We do it here each and every Sunday morning. I got to take a quick break. When I get back, we're going to change gears altogether, and we're going to talk about Morningstar and the surprise story that just came out of the Wall Street Journal that said, you know what? Maybe these star ratings aren't all they're meant to be. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial, North Shore 4.0.
Wow, what a concept. Filling empty limos and offering lower prices for VIP service at One Way Limo. That's all they do. Why waste your time searching for the best rates on a limo service? One Way Limo will do the work for you. They offer the lowest prices and fill hundreds of available local limos. One Way Limo only partners with licensed, insured, and reputable limo companies. Hassles of driving, getting a ride, or even worse, a shuttle taking you to God knows where shouldn't be part of your traveling experience. OneWayLimo.com. Wow, what a concept.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We are in the last and final segment of the day. Hope you're having a great November, great Sunday morning, and perhaps you miss hearing Marion's voice. My business partner Marion ran the show last Sunday. Well, what day? I lose track of days. She did it last Sunday. Well, I was in the Turks and Caicos on a 25th wedding anniversary with my wife. I thought Marion did a great job, actually. I know I'm supposed to be on vacation, but I actually listened to the show from Turks and Caicos. Because did you know? You can download the North Shore 104.9 app onto your phone and listen to this show. You can listen to music. You can listen to lots of things each and every Sunday morning or any day of the week. If you want to get your good time favorites and all of your hometown music, and find out what's going on in the world as well. I mean, who didn't want to hear the story about the 400-pound tuna that got discarded in the woods? Somebody cut its head off and discarded it in the woods in Gloucester. I mean, that was a great story that Dana and Mugg shared over the week. I mean, this is real-life stuff that's happening in our own community. We got to know what's going on. So, but anyways, I'm here each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. Earlier in the show today, we've been talking about the tax package, the tax reform proposal that's been offered up by the GOP, and I've been trying to caution everybody not to get excited about it, but not to get too depressed about it either, depending upon what side of the story you hear. It's always amazing to listen to various stations, and I so encourage you to do this. I do this with my kids all the time when we're talking, when there's a news-related issue, whether it's elections, whether it's something that's coming out of the government, whatever it might be, flip from MSNBC to CNN to Fox News. Just do it. I mean, people say, I would never turn on Fox News, right? Never turn on to MSNBC. Just do it. Take a look at what the three lead headlines, the three lead stories are on the show each week. And you will see an enormous diversity in what people believe are the most important things to talk about. And that's where you have to recognize that is your news, is the information that you're collecting biased? And, you know, look, Fox News says they're fair and balanced. Are they? Who knows? They believe they are. MSNBC believes that they're telling you the truth. They're telling you from their perspective. Are they? Who knows? Is CNN, you know, the mid-level, the balancing act over there? Who knows? Nobody really knows. But if you continue to only listen to one station, to one newscast, to follow just one Twitter feed, to only subscribe on Facebook and social media to very liberal posts or very conservative posts, you are being biased. The success of this country, the success of our community, flourishes when varying opinions can live in harmony, recognizing that varying opinions are important and they need to be heard, not squelched. And that's what we really need to do. So as you listen to this tax package, as you listen to it roll out and everyone offer its opinions, try not to listen to just one opinion. Spread it out, but spread it out across the party lines. It's really important. There's hundreds of pages in this proposal. Hundreds of pages. Because I bet so far you've heard about, for instance, the fact that that standard deduction is going from $12,000 to $24,000. Perhaps you've heard that. Have you heard that the personal exemption is being cut completely? There's all sorts of different perspectives that people can give because it's just on sound bites. And so here's another story that I'm going to change it up a bit to share with you. And this relates to Morningstar. When you think about picking investments, how do you choose them? Where do you go? What resource do you turn to? Well, the Bible, basically, of mutual fund research used to be Morningstar. And for the most part, it's still one of the most prominent and respected research companies in the world. But what was the number one criteria that you would always use, or that many investors, certainly investors who did it themselves, would use when selecting whether a fund was good or bad? And I'm using quotation marks with good or bad there. Many people would rely on what's called the star system. How many stars did it have? Is this a 5-star Morningstar fund? Is it a 4-star Morningstar fund? Is it a 1-star fund? Well, a couple of weeks ago, the Wall Street Journal did a very lengthy article. I mean, it was the lead story on the Wall Street Journal, and it carried it to a full page inside the newspaper. And you can pick up this story if you go to Wall Street Journal online. And hey, if you want the story, I've got it in my hands here. I'm happy to email it off to you if you don't want to subscribe to the Wall Street Journal. But it's so the headline was "The Morningstar Mirage: Investors Everywhere Think a 5-star Rating from Morningstar Means a Mutual Fund Will Be a Top Performer." It doesn't. So now, how does that make you feel? So now, how do you pick mutual funds? I mean, when I see, look, Marion and I in our office, we take calls, and actually we go out for lunch quite a bit with various representatives of different mutual fund companies, whether it's Vanguard or Fidelity or Janus or Putnam or whatever. They come and visit with us because they want us to consider using their mutual funds. Well, years ago, they used to show up with a little booklet, and the booklet was filled with all of their 4- and 5-star rated mutual funds, because that's what they told you you should be buying. And I said, this is crazy. I'm never meeting with a whole... Marion and I made a rule. We're not meeting with wholesalers, representatives from these mutual fund companies. If their shtick at lunch was, here's the reasons you should buy our funds, and here's the star ratings, if you ever presented that to us, we would never invite you back again. That was the rule. And it's really changed the dynamic in the way not just us, but many financial advisors are building their education around providing you with better and more comprehensive financial advice. So let me share this story with you. Now, it goes back a long number of years ago. Remember the dot-com boom, the late 90s? The dot-com boom where a sock puppet, you know, was as value as an island in Hawaii. It was just, I mean, remember there was that commercial of a teenage kid flying in a helicopter, landing on some private resort, private island somewhere. People made this perspective that they were making all this money. And people were making money in the dot-com rage. It's hard to believe that in actually less than 20 years ago, the whole rage of dot-com really started. I mean, my kids can't even imagine life without a cell phone. Granted, I can't imagine life without a cell phone, but I actually survived for the first 35 years of my life without a cell phone. And my kids are like, what do you mean? What'd you do? What did you do? I mean,
debt. I mean, I played records. Records? What is that? You mean you just couldn't just back up 10 seconds every time you wanted? No, you'd have to lift up the needle off the record player, put it down, and get somewhere between, I don't know, a minute and 3 minutes of finding the right place on the song. That's how it would work. And if you wanted, you could turn the record backwards and hear all the demonic messages that were being sent to you as well. But kids didn't understand that either. Anyways, so back in the 90s, there was a mutual fund called the Putnam Emerging Growth Mutual Fund. It was run by a guy by the name of Jim Callinan. And for 2 or 3 years, this guy was hitting it out of the park. I mean, returns in mid-double digits. And it gained, over 3 years or so, a solid 5-star rating. And it was going gangbusters. 1997, 1998, heading into 1999. And the money was flowing into this mutual fund like crazy. Like crazy. And then there was another company out on the West Coast. It was called Robertson Stevens. They had an emerging markets fund. An emerging growth fund. They were based out in San Francisco. And they weren't having as much success because they had a fund that was a 1-star fund. It just wasn't competing very well. So they flew out to Boston and they entertained, wined and dined Mr. Callinan, who worked for the Putnam Emerging Growth Fund. Wined and dined him so much and made an offer that he couldn't refuse that Jim up and left Putnam and decided to become the portfolio manager of the Robertson Stevens Emerging Growth Fund. Now, why did he do that? Yes, the money was attractive, but Jim was getting paid a fortune at Putnam. But here's what happened, is Jim's fund that he was managing grew to be so large that it was difficult to be nimble now. I mean, he had billions of dollars under management, where the Robertson Stevens Fund only had a couple hundred million. But the potential for taking that a couple hundred million to billions of dollars was certainly something that was much more opportunistic. So Jim went, and he took the job. But after Jim left, what happened? Well, many people heard about the news of Jim Callinan leaving, and they thought, he's at Robertson Stevens, but take a look at the fund he's at. They pulled up the Morningstar report, because that was really the only place to get good information about mutual funds. He went to a 1-star fund. And he left a 5-star fund. And realistically, most people didn't even know that he left. They just saw Robertson Stevens Emerging Growth Fund, 5-star fund. Putnam Growth Fund, 5-star fund. And so they continued to throw money into it. Meanwhile, Jim, over the next 2 or 3 years, had a performance outcome over the next 3 years that was amazing out in San Francisco, and Putnam faltered. They struggled. They really struggled. The performance was down, but 2 years later, when you pull up a Morningstar sheet, you'd still see a 5-star rating on the Putnam Fund and still maybe a 2-star rating now on the Robertson Stevens Fund. But meanwhile, you were making money on the 2-star fund and not the 5-star fund. You see, you got to understand something about Morningstar. Morningstar's star ratings are based upon past performance. And how many times have you heard the expression, past performance is no indication of future results, right? Yet stars are all based on past performance, not on future performance. You need to be careful. There's a lot of things that are out there, a lot of information that's out there today, folks, and you need to be mindful of it. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial plan, if now's the time to get your financial house in order, I would love to meet with you. I want to give you the financial advice in a language that you can understand right now, especially designed for you. Give my office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. If you want some more information about our firm, visit us on the web at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. That's going to do it for me today. I will be back again next Sunday. Hope you have a wonderful Sunday, and I'm out of here. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.